Mason. We'll learn today in the memory of Eli David Garfinkel. Unfortunately, lost his life in the last couple of days. Yizecha Baruch, Hashem Yikudano. It's Shushan Purim, and we're learning Berachas HaMazon and Zimon, and how appropriate it is to be able to discuss the Indian of Al HaNisim in Berachas HaMazon, which is not exactly in this Gemara, but considering that today is Shushan Purim, I thought it would be a good way to bring it all together. The main Gemara that I'd like to start with is Gemara Masech Shabbos, Adaf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Yibay Elohu. Okay, so let's look at that Gemara. Yibay Elohu, Ma'al Vahas Vishal Chanukah Berachas HaMazon. Talking about Chanukah, presumably much of this is exactly the same when it comes to parts. So, should one mention Al HaNisim in Berachas HaMazon? Kevon Demadur Abanon Nil Lomit Karina. Do you say that since it's Durabanan, meaning Chanukah Purim is Durabanan, Lomit Karinan, so it doesn't get mentioned? Although Mishum Persumin Nisa Mat Karinan. Or since there is Persumin Nisa, so it should be mentioned. So the Gemara says, Amarav Svora, Amarav Huna, Eino Maskir, Bala Askir Maskir Behoda. That's the first shita, peculiar shita. You don't need to say it, but if you're going to say it in Oda. Rav Huna bar Yehuda iklo derav Rava savadav kur lebonu Yerushalayim. Right, so he wanted to say it in the third bracha in Bonu Yerushalayim in Rachem. So Amar Rav Sheshas kitzfila matzfila behoda ah berachas HaMazon behoda. Okay, so Rav Sheshas came back and said, no, it belongs in Hoda. Just like in davening, it belongs in Hoda. We know we say it in Modim, so to invention, we say it in Noda. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. Okay. Now, Rabosai, there's a lot to see in this Gemara. Let me ask the following question. Let's begin with the following Chakira. Yesh Lachkor, what type of bracha, or I should say, what type of addition is Al HaNisim? Okay, what's the nature of Al HaNisim? Is it basically hoda'ah, or is it persumei nisa? Now, you know, looking in the Gemara carefully, so you'll see strains of both, right? The second side of the Gemara is maybe it's persumei nisa, and therefore you should say it. Sounds like it's a very persumei nisa dika idea, right? That it's an idea of persumei nisa. And Pashup Shat, that's the main part of Al HaNisim. If you held like the second side of the Gemara, it's basically an opportunity of Persumei Nisa. Or do you say, like is indicated in the Amaram, already in the answer of the Gemara, which says that in Bala Haskir Maskir Behoda'ah, or Sheshes said later, right, Ach Berachas HaMazon Behoda'ah, and there it would be, there it's Mashma, that the mahus, that the essence, right, the essence of Al HaNisim is one of modim, of hoda'ah. So that's the question, right? We see it in the Gemara in different ways. Is it fundamentally hoda'ah or fundamentally persumei nisa? I believe that the question that we're asking now, it's not just found in the Gemara, which it certainly is, but I believe it's really a machlokas in the Rishonim on this Gemara. Let's start with Tosos in the Sugya. Tosos says, Ma'al lahas v'shal chanukah b'ruchas HaMazon, b'tzfila p'shita lai demaskir, mishum d'tzfilas, sharim mishum d'tzfila b'tziberhu, v'ikah persumei nisa, av l'v'ruchas HaMazon sh'v'bayis, lekah persumei nisa d'kulei ha'ai. Now, Tosos is asking a kasha. Right? What's his kasha? So Ezra, what's he asking? He's asking the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. He said, how come the Gemara is going crazy to figure out, should you say Al HaNisim in invention? What about saying Al HaNisim in davening? There, the Gemara never really was so bothered. And it's clear in the Gemara, from the very end of the Gemara, right? What is it clear? No, from the end, what's it clear?
That's a given.
That's a given. Right? It's clear, it's a given. So why? Why is that? Right? What's the shot? Why is it so obvious, as Tosos, that in tefillah it's a given, and in benching it's a kasha? Tosos answering that kasha says, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to davening, where do you usually daven? Where does one usually daven? Usually daven in shul. With a tzibur, with a crowd. And Jacob, if you're davening in shul, says Tosos, it's obvious there's going to be pursuing Nisa, right? There's going to be, right, the concept of pursuing Nisa. It's in the middle of shul, everyone knows. And therefore, says Tosos, it makes sense, Matt, right? It makes sense to say pursue Nisa and to do pursue Nisa in shul. Of course, you're going to say Alanisim in shul. The Shaila is about Birchas HaMazon, because typically you bench in your home. And maybe you have guests, but maybe not. So it's not guaranteed, it's not normal that you have like a big crowd, and therefore it's not really the Pursuma Nisa we're talking about, we're thinking about. And says the Gemara, should you say it or should you not say it? If I asked you, according to Tosos, what's the essential character of Alanisim, what would you respond? Pursuma Nisa. It's all about Pursuma Nisa. Right, in shul for sure. The shaila is in benching. That's the Gemara's shaila, right? What about benching? Does it qualify as persuminisa to warrant you to say it in benching in your house? From that, I understood in Tosos that Alanisim is fundamentally about persuminisa, right? We have Megillah, it's persuminisa. Lighting the candles or menorah is persuminisa. Alanisim is persuminisa. We're being mafarsim the nais. And this is a unique way that we're not used to, but this is the way you're mafarsim the nais. Jacob, that would be pshat, I think, in Tosos. I would say this is very much mashma in Tosos. Rashi, however, has a different answer to the question that Sammy, that you asked, which is, look at Rashi, Berchas HaMazon, B'tzvila Pshitaman, Sheir L'Hala L'Hodos, well, I'm sorry, Sheir L'Hala L'Ha'ada Nikvu, K'darmino L'Ha'am. How did Rashi answer the kasha of Tosos? How does Rashi answer Tosos' kasha? Again, the kasha is, why is it so obvious by tefillah you say it, and by benching you don't say it? It's not clear you say it by benching. Why is that? So what's Rashi's approach to this? How does Rashi explain this? What does Rashi say? Rashi says,
Where
do you
set in place for
set
in tefillah because of
hodah? Says Tosos, says Rashi, I'm sorry, that tefillah makes sense to add it in because lahala lahodo nikvu. Right? And what I understand, he's saying that since davening has a strong element of hodah, right? Shavach hodah, we have a kash in the middle, right? We have a strong element of hodah in davening. It makes sense to throw in to the davening Alhanisim, right? It makes sense. It's like obvious. So Rashi takes a whole different approach than Tosos. More like the opposite approach of Tosos. Tosos said it's obvious because it's Prisumenisa. Rashi doesn't go like that. Rashi says it's obvious because it's the Hodah. Nick, of course you're going to say Alhanisim. Walking out of Rashi, I would have said that for Rashi, what's the main focus of Alanisim? What's the main idea of Alanisim? The answer seems to be one of Hodah. Okay, so you have. So, okay, we could talk about that. It's not really true. Berobam, but you can even get the minimal Persuminisa with less than a minion. It has the same thing with Hanukkah candles as well. I would say the same. Of course, the more people, the better. But you can certainly light candles without a minion. Pursuma Nisa, the more the better. Now, this is Rashi. Just a side point, not a side point, a ha'ara that I think emerges from Rashi is very helpful to the previous sugyas that we've learned. We've asked the question, Matt, I'm sure you remember the discussion we had. What is Berachas HaMazon? What type of bracha is it? Right, we had at least two opinions. What type of bracha is Berachas HaMazon? And what did we say? Right, one opinion said it was a Berachas, you know, Shavach Hodah. One opinion said, we mentioned it was a diak like this. Right?
One opinion said it was
Berachas Anenin. Right, what was that?
One said.
Exactly, very good, exactly. So what I want to say here, I think maybe Rashi is mashma a little bit that benching is not hodah, because if benching was lehodah.
Then
it would make sense, like tefillah, to throw it into benching. So my idea here is that Rashi learns that benching is not hodah. Now, there was one idea, if you recall back then in Rashi, that benching was about, you know, remember it was hana, there was a line there, but you have to go back to Rashi to see if that really upholds. Okay, so it's a ha'ara that emerges from this Rashi. Now, Lishitaso, if you look at Rashi in Shabbos earlier, that's on Safala in the days, he talks about what does it mean that there is talking about Hanukkah. The Gemara says that Lashon HaAcheres Kavon Ba'asom Yomim Tovim B'Halal V'Hoda'a, right? When it came to Hanukkah, they instituted it as days of Halal and Hoda'a. So where do you say Halal and Hanukkah? Where do you say Halal and Hanukkah? Okay, that's obvious. Okay, that's obvious. What about Hoda'a? So Rashi comes up with an interesting explanation. What is Hoda'a? What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, V'lomar al hanisim b'hoda'a. Okay, so put it all together. Right, they made Hanukkah a day of Halal and Hoda'a. And how do you fulfill that? Al hanisim b'hoda'a. Yeah, that's how you fulfill it. Again, Lishitaso with Rashi, he's sort of bringing this point again and again that al hanisim is basically hodah. It's hodah. It's hodah. It belongs. It's hodah. So that's the way I understood Rashi. That's the way I understood Rashi. The Mordechai, I asked you to see the Mordechai. The Mordechai seems to say the same thing. Right? He says, we paskin that al hanisim belongs in hodah. Right? In Benjamin. He says, v'chein amad dabar, right? The nation holds that way. What's the reason? He says it's hodah. That's what Alanisim is all about. Verses, Yalav Yavo, other things that don't get mentioned in hodah. According to the Mordechai, this is absolutely hodah. Of course you say it in hodah. And the Beis Yosef indeed comes out and he uses language similar to that. He says, Tzarech la'amar, the birchas hodah, right? Bringing together, right, this idea of hodah, hodah, this is what it's about. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Okay. It would appear from the Beis Yosef, the Mordechai, maybe Rashi, that this is the essence of al hanisim. It's essential character is exactly this. And, you know, it could be they are tilting to different sides of the Amoraim in the Gemara. I admit that maybe they pass in like one or two of the opinions in the Gemara. But whatever it is, bottom line, they're saying it's Hoda'a. It needs to be said in Hoda'a. I think, Ezra, you had a point?
No, I just didn't know that there was Bezos and Mordechai. Pretty similar.
Yeah, basically the same thing. The formulation is chashuv, though, just the way it says. Yes, that.
Just a more general question. Why do we say, like, we say Alanisim when you're lighting, you're doing the Maisa of the, you know, when you're lighting the candle?
You should, right?
So why?
You should, you're saying.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So why do we bring it into mundane, everyday? Like, why are we trying to also stick in Alanisim?
Into what?
Benching.
Okay, good.
She's
so good.
Every day, right? You know,
good. So I want to address that. Let's talk about that now. Good. It's a great question. Very good question. There is a sheet in the Gemara attributed Rav Schor Amar Rav Huna who says Inu Maskir in Bala Haskir Maskir Behoda. Okay. I want to talk about that sheet for a second because it brings out something that Zach is mentioning. It's a very strange way to say it. No, you don't have to do it, but if you do it, you should say it in hodah. I don't know, it's just funny. No, it's a funny thing to do, to say. Okay. It's even funnier since Rashi said it's hodah, it's hodah, it's hodah. Why wouldn't you say it? So this touches on a point that Zach is raising, and that is the following. You know, let's take a step back for a second and think about Berachos HaMazon. Let's take a step back, okay? Let's take a step back and think about Berachos HaMazon. What is Berachos HaMazon? What is the character? What is Berachos HaMazon? So, you know, we've been talking about this, but Berachos HaMazon is really a mitzvah. Now, what the nature of the bracha is, of course, we'll get to, but it's a mitzvah, right? You're doing a mitzvah, okay? You're doing a mitzvah. You eat, you're satiated, you bench. That's a mitzvah of the Torah. Isn't it strange? I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, right? I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and I throw in a random line about the miracle that happened many years back. I mean, think about the following. Just, you know, think about in your head the following situation. A fellow, let's say I'm Purim, he's giving out Matanos Lev Yom. Okay? He's giving out, he's distributing Matanos Lev Yom. Would you say it's appropriate to start saying Al Hanisa?
So we
were doing basement stuff.
No.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is it go together? Well, I don't know. But let's say I'm putting on my talus, you know, and say Al Hanisa. Like, does it make sense? You're doing a mitzvah. Like, do the mitzvah, focus on the mitzvah, and that's it. Berachos HaMazon is a mitzvah. Right? You eat, you got a batch. It's like funny that we're just getting distracted. We're throwing things in the middle of the mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. Let me say my benching and leave everything else.
So why not just say that across the board? Then?
What I'm trying to say is, this is what Zach is raising. It's not such a given that you should be mentioning Al Hanisa in benching. It's not a given. It's not a pasha. It's not so pasha. You want to know why we say Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, Shabbos? We'll have a chance to talk about Main Hamaura, right? It was somebody around Komos. There's another idea. We'll have a chance to talk about that. But to stop get distracted with Al Hanisa in the middle of benching, it's a bracha, it's a mitzvah. Like, what are you doing? So I think that's part of this tension here, right? And Zach was saying the same point. I think he's on the money. It's part of this tension. Should you not? Does it make sense? Does it belong in Berachos HaMazon? Davening, okay, we got it. Davening is you say whatever you want in davening. It's the whole idea. No, Matt, what's davening about? You say what's on your mind. Of course, bakashos, adah. I mean, you can do whatever, right? You could be most of on tefillah if you want. There's tachnun, and you can say whatever you want, really, in davening, certainly in specific places in davening. So that's the point here, that the Gemara is, you know, not sure. It's really having a difficulty with this question. Now, this point, I believe, has truth to it, but there's a kasha. Kasha relates to a sugya that we saw together not too long ago about the Berachos HaTov HaMeitiv. What do we do with Berachos HaTov HaMeitiv? What did the Gemara say you do? Berachos HaTov HaMeitiv. No, what does the Gemara say you do? So Jacob, the Gemara says that we, you know, Biyav Netiknua, that's the Pashim Shah. Why? Because the Ruge Beitar were brought to burial, they didn't decompose. We saw that, we spent a lot of time on that. We know exactly what that's about. Right? So, Biyav Netiknua. Rabosa. If that's the case, right? So why is it different than Al-Isim? Why is it that we're comfortable with HaTov HaMeitiv and we're not sure about Al-Hanisim? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
Like, why? What? Like, especially the way I said it. The way I said it is like, this is a bracha. This is a mitzvah. Don't get distracted. And yet...
Oh, what is the answer?
Okay, so I hear that answer, right? So that could be it. That could be it. That's a very good point. I like what you're saying. Maybe the difference is that, you know, you're more or less done. You're just adding after you're done. You're not getting distracted. You're adding. That's what I'm saying.
You're done with the mitzvah there.
Right. Right. Versus Al Hanisa, which is really in the middle of everything. Like, what's going on over here? That could be an answer. I want to add a point, which I believe is also true, that it gets to the lamdas of Berachos HaTov HaMeitiv. So, certainly if you say that it's an add-on that's separate from benching, then what you're saying, Zach, makes a lot of sense. If you recall that Chakira, we had like six nafkaminos, right? So the Rav had a whole shtickl Torah. What if you say it's an add-on that's part of benching? Then what you're saying, Zach, becomes a little bit more difficult to say. It's part of benching. What's going on here? So on that, I would like to refer you to the different, also like six answers to why they put it in bench. If you say, I believe it was the Tosafot Rashi that said Hoda, right, then it becomes difficult. Like, why are we doing, we're benching now. But if you give more significant connections between Berachas HaMazon and Biyavna Teknua by Baruch Beita, that could help us explain why Dafka, that was instituted as part of benching Mamish, maybe it works more with the theme versus Al Anisim, which is a random thing. So you have to go back to that. So again, we gave a few answers. Rishon was the Meiri. Two answers in Meiri. So the Rosh, sort of Unterman. Mm-hmm. Right, that was great. That was epic. So we had a whole Gishmaka discussion on that topic. I believe that in that topic, you may find an answer to this. Okay, great. Now, let me ask another question. The other question is, the Gemara's first tzada, the Gemara, is to say, oh, Al HaNisim is Derabbanan, right? Or the days are Derabbanan. And therefore, you know, maybe it doesn't belong in benching. So this is very difficult. Because we just said HaTov HaMeitiv is Derabbanan, right? And I'll ask you, based on the Rishonim we saw not so long ago, about Bris V'Torah, Eretz Chana Torah, Rochava, right? Some Rishonim we saw the, you know, the way the Beis Yosef seemed to have said it, and other Rishonim had talked about those inserts under Rabbana. So I don't get it. Right, Sam, you hear the question? Right, there are a couple of things that are, a few things that we've seen that are Rabbana that make it into benching. So Jacob, why is this different? Right, Ezra, why is this different? How come Al Hanisim, which is, you know, about Yom Tov Rabbana, how come that doesn't make it? And what's going on over here? So, I believe the answer to this question is to say the following. In the first side of the Gemara that it was saying it's Derabbanan, it doesn't make it, it was actually suggesting a whole different approach to Al Hanisim invention. According to this approach, the first side of the Gemara's understanding of Al Hanisim, listen carefully, is that Al Hanisim is about Me'ein HaMu'ura. What's Me'ein HaMu'ura? So, I mentioned it before. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, right? The Gemara has a line. The Gemara says that you should bless Hashem Me'eino Shel Yom, right? The Gemara has a line where you should mention Hashem with things that are happening that day. So Shabbos, we talked about, would say, right? Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned Yal B'Yavah Rosh Chodesh. Pesach, you mentioned it's Pesach. And Shavuos and Sukkot, etc., right? Oh, here is the question now. Chanukah Purim. Right? Does it make sense to talk about Me'ein HaMu'ura on Chanukah and Purim? So if you say that it's Me'ein HaMu'ura, I believe the Gemara is saying it doesn't make sense. Why not, Sammy Haber? Why does it not make sense to say that it is mentioned in benching? I believe the answer is because there's a very fundamental difference between Chanukah / Purim and the rest of the Chag, yeah.
So,
if it's Me'ein HaMu'ura, which means that it has to do with recognizing the day.
Okay? So if we say it, then it would work or would not work?
If it's Me'ein HaMu'ura, the Gemara says, since it's Derabbanan, you don't say it. If it's Pesumei Nisa, then you do say it. Now, what is this about? So, what I'd like to suggest, and this is something the Rav said in a different context, but he certainly held this way, he didn't think that there was real Kedushas Hayom to Chanukah and Purim. Okay, meaning they're holidays, and they're holidays Derabbanan, but they don't have Kedushas Hayom, like Shabbos has Kedushas Hayom. Rosh Chodesh, you have a special karma, right? You have a lot of the holidays in the Chumash, right? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, they have special Kedushas Hayom. Chanukah Purim, said the Rabbi, felt they don't have the Kedushas Hayom. How do you know that? Or what's the most obvious riot to that? That there's no. Okay, so one second. I'm getting to that point. What's the more obvious riot that you don't say that there's no Kedushas Hayom to Chanukah and Purim? The answer is there's no Issur Melacha. You know, usually Issur Melacha of some form has to do with Kedushas Hayom. Right? There's no Issur Melacha. Chanukah, everyone goes to work. Even Purim, people go to work. You know, there's something about not going to work, right? We mentioned that briefly. There is something about not going to work on Purim. But technically, there's no Isser Malach on Purim, right? And the reason for that is because Purim, there's no real Kedusha Sayyam. Chanukah and Purim don't have Kedusha Sayyam. And why is that relevant to us? If Me'ein HaMa'ura is what's at the heart of Al-Hanisim. Al-Hanisim is about Me'ein HaMa'ura. That's what it's all about, right? So then, what I would suggest is Me'ein HaMa'ura is only when you have a holiday, a yantav, that's Daraisa. And I'll try to explain it in greater detail. What exactly does that mean? When you have a yantav like Pesach, the entire day is co-opted by Pesach. Shabbos, right? It's Shabbos. It's not, it's not anything else. It's Shabbos. Shavuos, Sukkos. Now, when it comes to, let's say, Hanukkah, is the entire day co-opted by the day of Hanukkah? Is this mamish, like, or do you say that this is a regular day on the calendar? You go to work, etc. You drive to shul. You go to work. And, it has certain mitzvahs that you do on this day. So it's not like the whole day has been co-opted, that this Kedushas Hayom, that the day has changed. It's Hanukkah. Okay, you go to work, it's also Chanukah. Purim even, you go to work. Some people's fathers go to work. I don't know if your parents went to work on this Purim or Sunday. But in general, is it basically a regular day, and then you do the mitzvah sayom, etc. So, is there Kedusha sayom or not could be a fundamental question. Why am I bringing it up here? I'm bringing it up here because I believe that could be at the heart of this question, right? Does one say Al-Hanisim on Purim? Or on Hanukkah? The answer, I believe, would be, at least the way the Gemara is breaking it down, is to say the following. If it's about Me'ein HaMa'ura, recognizing the day, that's only if the day is actually that day. It's Shabbos. It's Yantav. It's Mamish that day. It's Mamish Sami that day. It's Mamish being co-opted by that day. You have to recognize Me'ein HaMa'ura. You have to recognize that day. And you have a reference to Shabbos. You have a reference to Rosh Chodesh, you have a reference to Yantav, right? That makes sense. That actually makes sense. However, if it is not mamish, right? If it's Durabanan, it's not mamish, the day is not mamish taken over by Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's a day, and it's also Chanukah, it's a day, it's also Purim, then you don't do Me'ein HaMa'ura. So that, I think that's what the Gemara means to say. Since it's Durabanan, you have many things that are Durabanan that we throw into benching, right? We have, as we said before,
anything after
Torah Meitiv, right? We suppress the Torah, maybe Durabanan according to some Shittos, right? Meaning, we talked about Durabanan, that can't be the shot in the Gemara, because we saw a week ago that we throw Durabanan into benching. That's not pshat. The pshat is, since Durabanan, meaning to say, since it's only the Kedusha Sayyom is since it's Durabanan, there's no Kedusha Sayyom. Since Chanukah Purim, there's no Kedusha Sayyom because it's Durabanan, therefore it doesn't make sense to say Me'ein HaMa'ura, and that's the first sign of the Gemara. But the Gemara felt that it was because of Me'ein HaMa'ura, and therefore it doesn't make it into Bacha. And of course, the Gemara then said, maybe it's Pursu Menisa. Now, let's talk about the following. In terms of nafkaminos, okay? Is this Mishum Persu Menisa, or is it Mishum something else? What is that something else? Maybe Hodah, maybe Me'ein HaMa'ura. What are the nafkaminos? So there's some fun nafkaminos that I can think of. Maybe you can come up with some more. There's some fun nafkaminos that I can think of. Here's one. What if you don't have a bencher? Okay? You don't have a bencher? This is before the days of phones and benchers. Or if you have a dumb phone, okay? You have a dumb fight, and you have to bench, okay? And now it's time to say benching. You don't have a bench, you have nothing. So you know benching by heart, okay? But you don't know Al-Hanisim by heart. So now what do you do? What do you do? Okay? So in comes a fellow who has a bencher. This fellow is like one of these, mean guys. He says, but if you want the bencher, I want you to give me $100,000. Are you obligated to spend $100,000 in order to be able to say Ahanisa on Chanukah Purim.
No.
There's a whole thing about spending. However, when it comes to Pursuma Nisa, then we spend more.
Yeah, but it's only until
a
third or two.
Okay, whatever. Let's say Pursuma Nisa, we go crazy. You have to sell the shirt on your back, really. Would you say that you have to literally spend $100,000 to be able to afford the venture?
If that's what they mean by
it, yeah.
You have to spend.
Yeah. So that I'm wondering if that's it, then maybe you do. You have to sell the shirt off your back to go buy the venture so you can say, oh, I need some. Wow. This is wild. I don't think this is true. What if there's no one around? You're benching by yourself. Is that also necessary to say Al-Nisa? Okay, let's say yesterday, you know, it could happen. If a guy, you know, got a little bit drunk, maybe he fell asleep, and he wakes up, he looks around, no one's there. He's not sure what happened. Right, Jacob, all his friends were there a minute ago, now they're all gone.
You ate breakfast alone.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. Right, not so dramatic, right? You ate breakfast yesterday alone, and now you're benching. So do you say Al-Nisa? So this is wild. I don't think this is really the case, but it's wild, right? Would you say, well, no. Nisim is only said when there's Pursuma Nisa. Like by Hanukkah candles, we have a whole discussion about, could you light Hanukkah candles if there's no one else around? So I think it's just a fun shiloh. What about the following shiloh? What about the following shiloh? What about the need for women to say Nisim? What do you think? What do you say?
For sure,
for Pursuma
Nisa.
For Pursuma Nisa, yes. So, right. So, if women are, if it's because of Pursuma Nisa, I would think Pursuma Nisa, yes. What if it's similar to Shabbos and Yantar in terms of the insert? What would you say? Should women be obligated? So, you have to think about this, but there is a tshuva that I give it to you, Rebbe Vager?
No.
Did I put it in there? There's a funny tshuva, it's a great tshuva of Kiveger about a woman who didn't say, Yal V'Yavo on Yantav. That's his question. A woman doesn't say Yal V'Yavo on Yantav. What's the halacha? Sammy, what do you say? A woman doesn't say Yal V'Yavo on Yantav. What do you say? So he quotes some who say, well, you have to go back, right? You know the rule is, Sam, right, that you have to go back. Which quote is a little different. But if you didn't say Yal V'Yavo on, you know, Pesach, you have to go back. So, you know, he goes back and forth, and he says at the end, he thinks that you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. If you're a woman, you don't go back. Why? He says a very interesting reason. He says that the whole idea of eating on Yom Tov being an obligation is because of oneg, the crustal Shabbos oneg, that type of idea, chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem, the notion of eating on Shabbos or Yom Tov has to do with these mitzvos. Says the Rebbe Vager, those mitzvos are mitzvos shezman grava. Right, women have to keep Shabbos, they have to keep Yom Tov, but do they have to eat a suda? Is that an absolute obligation, Sammy? Right, is that necessary? Right, Sam, what would you say? Yeah, Sammy, but what would you say? Are they obligated to eat a suda on Shabbos or Yantav?
Well, based on the Gemara that we did earlier in the semester, if they're obligated in the low tasks, they're obligated.
Okay, but are they chayv in Onek? So that's a shayla.
Maybe not.
Right, so Kiveger claims they're not. Now, you can disagree with that, I agree. You're saying a good point. But let's say for Rabbi Kiveger that they're not obligated. So he claims if they're not obligated to eat a suda, then they're not obligated to bench. If they're not obligated to really go ahead and bench always, because they don't need to eat in the first place, if they didn't mention Al-Nisa, Yal V'Yavo, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Right? So, I think that also can tie into this question about Al-Nisa for women. Okay. Now, let's continue with another, I don't know, nafkamina or something to think about between the reasons that we just gave in terms of why you say Al-Nisa. So there is a funny thing that we do in Al-Hanisa. I think it's funny. And that is, like, you'll talk about the story. Talk about the story. Right? Yimei Mordechai v'Esther, B'Shushan Abira.
Imagine women in.
Right. Right. But it's funny that we go through the story. Literally, we tell the story. What's that about? Why are we telling stories in the middle of a benchmark?
That's why it's so weird.
Very strange. We're telling stories. I mean, we're benching now, so dominating now. So that's still a question, but if Persume Nisa is the main idea of Al-Nisa, at least I understand why we're telling stories. Right? At least we understand why we're telling stories. Okay. Now, there's another question which I think relates to this all, which is the question that's asked by a number of different poskim. The question is, what about Al-Hanisim and Al-Mechim? Okay? Do you say Al-Hanisim and Al-Mechim? So we know the answer to the question, of course, is we don't. There's no place for Al-Hanisim, right, in Al-Mechim. In Me'ein Sheva, there's no place. The question is, why not? Why not? So I ask you to see the Lavosh. What did the Lavosh say? So start on the Lavosh. This is the third line. It says, V'chanaku porim in maskirim boha me'in emu'ura. Right? So there is no me'in emu'ura v'chanaku and porim. Da'anisim hoda'ahi u'v'brachazu ein la'am makam la'askira. Da'anisim is hoda'a. Right? This is like the Mordechai. And in this bracha, meaning in me'in shalosh, ein la'am makam la'askira. There's no place for hoda'ah. Sharein omer in ba'a lashon hoda'ah k'mo v'brachas ha'mazon. There's no language of hoda'ah like we find in brachas ha'mazon. Sha'omer no de'lecha v'chulei. So therefore, the Lavush writes that you don't have it in brachas ha'mazon.
In brachas
ha'mazon
or
brachas main challenge? Sorry. V'afil l'fi mashu v'safti sheyesh lomar b'sof. Even the Lavush says that the minigism is what we do, we say at the end, Kiata Tov Metev Lacha Benoda Lacha Alar Zalam Echia, we say Benoda Lacha Shom Ein Shayach Lahask Your Klom Shariu Achar Siyam Atova Meta. That's already after Atova Meta. The Ein Omer Moso Sham El Kreshi Emein Achasima Salam Chasima. But you're not going to say it there because you said sort of reference that Tov HaMeitim. So what is Lavush saying? How come we don't say Al Nisim in Berchas Me'in Shalosh? What does he say?
No place.
There's no place. There's no place. The Hodah. There's no place. Okay. It's interesting. We happen to say.
What's the whole first part of Al Nisim?
Yeah, it's Me'in Shalosh, right?
Yeah,
it's a summary of the different brachos. So.
Is there no aspect of hodah in that first line?
Well, we don't have the word.
We don't have the word, but yeah. You're saying like
the
sustenance.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
Not overtly,
right? You know, certainly, that's the idea, but we don't say it overtly. Now he asks, but we do say kiatash and tov meitiv l'kol nodu l'chalar etzal mechia. So why don't we say it right then? So he gave his answer. It's interesting. It's interesting, just to add to this, very interesting. The Rav of Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer Hari Kedem, which is on different Yom Tov. It's a very beautiful Sefer, where he writes that Al-Hanisin is what he calls Tosefes Hoda. That's his language, Tosefes Hoda. That's what he says. Tosefas Hoda. So what I would just add to this question, or to the answer to this, which is Lavush's point, does it make sense to do Tosefas Hoda in a bracha, which is so shorthand? Right?
There's all more Gemara now connected.
Yeah.
About the adding shorthand Hoda.
Yeah. That what I'll tag it to say.
No, I'm just saying the act by connecting back to the whole shir. Are you allowed to add a short
hodah? Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay, so he's saying now that the Tosefa Soda, it doesn't make sense to have Tosefa Soda in Alamech. You know, that's what I would say for the Rav. That Alamechia has the core elements of benching. It may have Hoda, right? But to do Tosefa Soda in an abbreviated version, the whole nature of it is Tosefa Soda. That it doesn't belong. Okay. Now, there's a very beautiful and famous answer that is attributed to Reb Chaim to answer this question. How come we don't do Ahmanisim in Me'ein Shalosh? And it's a brilliant answer. I'll share it with you. Listen to what he says. Says Reb Chaim. When it comes to the other inserts of, we'd say, V'zechvei l'tov v'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazat, V'zechvei l'tov v'yom Hazikaron Hazat, Tzatzam Rosh Hashanah, V'sad B'chein v'yom Chag HaMatzos, Rosh Shavuos, Rosh Sukkos Hazat. Right? If you look carefully, where do you insert that? You insert it, right? Where we say, right, well, listen, we say, V'nei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Me'er V'yameh. And then we say that we say Nabi Yom HaShabbos is that.
So
these inserts are said after the tefillah for Bona Yerushalayim. Okay, we finish the tefillah Bona Yerushalayim, and then we add. We'd say Vachlitzenu. We say Vizachreinu Latova. After Bona Yerushalayim, yeah, Jacob, you see that. However, when it comes to benching, the full-out benching, where do we add Ritzay?
Before
we say the entirety of the bracha, Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerush Vemeinu. Before that, we say Ritzay. We say Lokinu Yala Viyava Viyagia. Right. So Reb Chaim wondered, like, what's going on here? Why is it different? Why is it that when it comes to Chanukah, when it comes to Alamichya, we'd say all these inserts after Binyan Yerushalayim, and when it comes to benching, the full-out benching, we say it before you conclude Binyan Yerushalayim? What's the chiluk? Right, what's the difference? It's strange. And why aren't we saying Alanisim in benching? In Main Shalosh? What's Pshat? So he came up with this brilliant idea. It's really very interesting. And I think we'll appreciate it. Now we've been spending so much time on benching and Shalosh. I think we'll appreciate what he said. Said Reb Chaim, that what is Me'ein Shalosh? Exactly what it sounds like. It's a abbreviated bracha. Right? Me'ein Shalosh brachos. Okay, so it's abbreviated of all the three main brachos of benching, you abbreviate. And you stick it into this one bracha called Alamechia, Me'ein Shalosh. That's what it means. This is Reb Chaim. What we're saying is that you only abbreviate something that has a din of a bracha. That's like taking it very literal. Me'ein Shalosh means you only abbreviate things that have a din of a bracha. So Reb Chaim, Al Hanisim is not a bracha b'fnei asma. Jacob knows. Last time I checked, right? There's no bracha in Al Hanisim. Right, yesterday you said Al Hanisim? Yeah? Did you say a bracha? There's no bracha in Al Hanisim. So since it's not a bracha, it doesn't make the cut into Me'ein Shalosh. Me'ein Shalosh is only an abbreviation of what are considered brachos. So Hazana Solam, Kulo, Re'al Aretz V'Olam Mazon, Binyan Yerushalayim, those are brachos. Those get abbreviated in Me'ein Shalosh. Al Hanisim is not a bracha. Right, Sammy, here? Hey, for here?
Yalav Yavo is not a bracha.
Asks Zach, well, I don't understand. Well, Yalav Yavo is not a bracha. And if Yalav Yavo is not a bracha, why does that make the cut? He said, Reb Chaim, you're wrong. Brilliant, Terence. There are times that Yalav Yavo is a bracha. Who knows? When is it that Yalav Yavo is a bracha?
Oh, you missed it.
What's the halacha? If you miss Yalla V'yava and you remember right after you finish Bona Yerushalayim before you start the next bracha, we've talked about this. Remember the Eilat bracha? We talked about this, right? So if you miss Yalla V'yava, Matt, if you miss Yalla V'yava and you remember before you start the fourth bracha, you can say it right then and there. But how do you say it? If you have an article, you'll see it in the article sitter, right? How do you say it then? You don't say Yalla V'yava. What do you do? Anyone know? Anyone? Have you ever done this? Raise your hand if you've done this. Has that ever happened to you?
What?
Where you forgot Yalla V'yava and then you remember right away after Boni Yerach Bavi Shalim Amen?
You make a bracha right.
Oh! You make a bracha!
Yeah.
And we saw an allusion to that bracha in the third part.
We saw it.
Right.
So I feel like we just brought it down in Shir.
Yeah, we've talked about this before a few times. Right? You say Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakim Malach Olam, blah, blah, blah. You say something like Mekadosh HaShabbos, something like that, right? You actually say a bracha.
That's not what the...
Said Reb Chaim, totally not what the Chaim. But since Yalla V'yava, which said, can sometimes take a form of a bracha, it has to go into benching of a Bein Shalosh. Ah. And therefore you say it. But where do you say it? Before or after Bona Yerushalayim?
After.
It's only a bracha if you have to say it after. Only a bracha if you have to say it after. If you say it before, it's not Petoras bracha. That's why in Mechia, in Mein Shalosh, you say the reference to would say in Yalla V'yava, etc., after Binyan Yerushalayim, versus in benching, we try to do it before we end Bona Yerushalayim, but of course, if you forget, you can say it afterwards. What a brilliant pshat from Reb Chaim, really just a beautiful pshat.
And what happens if you forget Alanisim?
Okay.
I know what it is, though.
Okay.
Like I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like,
so, we'll try to get to that. Okay.
It's a great
mahal for Reb Chaim. Now, let's talk about Rav Huna in the Gemara. Right back in the Gemara, we had Rav Huna's Shita that says that one should say it in Bona Yerushalayim. Right, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, he sabar latkur be Bona Yerushalayim. Right, that's Rav Huna's Shita. So, what did he think? What was his position here? Why did he think that Al Nisan should be recited in Bona Yerushalayim? So, perhaps, he understood that it's not Hodah, okay? That we understand, okay, it makes sense. It's not Hodah. Well, what else could it be? We said, if it's not Hodah, what could it be? Maybe it's Pursume Nisa. I don't know where it would belong. If it was actually Pursume Nisa, Ezra, I don't know where it would belong. I'm not sure. But perhaps Rav Huna had a different answer, or a different approach here. Where, according to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, the need to say Al HaNisim is in fact because it's Me'ein HaMu'ura. It's not the way we said it earlier. I said that there's no Kedusha Sayom. Right? It's not. Right? But maybe Rav Huna Bar Yehuda held that it is Me'ein HaMu'ura. Why is that connected to his Shita? Because if it's Me'ein HaMu'ura, where do we say Me'ein HaMu'uras? Jacob, where do we say Me'ein HaMu'uras?
In
Bona Yerushalayim. So perhaps he was of the opinion that this is a Me'ein HaMu'ura, and that we are referencing the day, right, Jacob? We are referencing the day because it is a significant day. That's what Rav Huna Bar Yehuda may be saying. Okay? That's a whole different approach to the sugya. And again, that's a Gemara earlier in Brachos, Me'ein HaMu'ura. Do I have any rise to that? Did I put the Tosafta in your Ramakomos?
Yeah.
So you saw the Tosafta. What did the Tosafta say? Kol she'im bo musaf kagon chanuk o purim b'shachas o b'mincha m'spalal or esrei b'omer Me'ein HaMu'ura. Right? And they say it's talking about Chanukah and Purim. Right? We're talking about Al HaNisim on Chanukah and Purim. And what does the Tosafta say? It's in the third paragraph of Brachos. You say, but Omer Me'ein HaMu'ura? You do say Me'ein HaMu'ura. No? What does the Tosef to say about this, Sammy? I mean, it's a question. What does the Tosef to say? That Al Anisim is Nil Chavra, is Me'ina Ma'ura. And another Chiddush, which is significant Chiddush, going back to Matt's point, Imlo Omar Imach Zironosa. Very interesting. Right, Sammy Levitt, if you don't say Al Hanisim, even though you're supposed to, you don't have to go back and repeat Tefillah again. This is cited, this Tosafta is cited in the Rush. It would appear that he certainly held that it's Meina Ma'ura.
Rush on this way?
It sounds like the Tosafta, the Rush, is holding this way.
So
happy and happy,
but why
are
you not
closer? Right. That's a funny thing. It's a funny thing.
You are closer
for all the exactly. It is funny. It is funny. So let's talk about that now. So it's Zach saying, like, if it's Meina Ma'ura, like, shouldn't you go back? I mean, we go back for Yal Viyava and you know, on, at least on in Yom Tov. So the base, give you the base Yosef. Tofresh Peves quotes it to Safta and he says, "Im lo amar machzirnos of a time of mishum delav dar raisenin chenag." Okay, so it's not like the most geshmak pshat to answer Zach's question. But what does the Beis Yosef say? Why don't you go back? How did you go back on Pesach? What was that? Because it's not daraisa, right? Which is it's a little bit tough, right? Not so simple. Not so simple. I don't know. That's a tough shot. Why would we skip it? Okay. Now, it may also tie into a sugya that we'll have to revisit. I'm in testing the days, which has to do with the chiyuv su'uda. Okay, you saw a little bit about this. Is there a chiyuv su'uda? It's not about Chanukah, that's easier. Is there a chiyuv su'uda in Chanukah? Absolutely not. Is there a chiyuv su'uda in Purim?
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Is there a chiyuv su'uda in Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
No. Is there a chiyuv suda on Shabbos?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there a chiyuv suda on Yom Tov?
Yes.
Yeah. What the Gemara is going to say, we'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem, is that when there's a chiyuv suda, so you have to eat, which means you have to eat, you have to bench. If you have to bench, you better say the main of Ma'ura.
Doesn't make sense.
And if you don't, you got to go back.
No, it makes sense for Purim.
Right. Well, no, Purim is
Purim
challenging.
Doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It's more challenging for Purim.
Why?
Because based on that, we understand why on Shabbos, if you forget Ritzeh, why do you go back?
Because you please
Suda. Oh, by the way, Shal Shudas, this is good to know. If you forget Ritzeh and Shal Shudas, what's the din? Why? Because. Is there a Chiyuv Su'uda for Shal Shudas? Many assume. That what could you have to be Yosef Shal Shudas? You can have Mizonos. You can have even less than Mizonos. So we don't go back. It's the same point. If you miss with saying Shal Shudas, you don't have to go back. But if you miss it Friday night, you have to go back. What if you miss on Pesach? If you miss Yal Viyavo on Pesach, you go back?
Yep.
Absolutely. The first couple days for sure. What if you miss on Rosh Chodesh? The answer is you don't go back. Why is that? Anyone know why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, there's actually no Chiyuv Suda. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
But the wash, I mean, it would be a nice thing to wash. But there's no absolute Chiyuv to wash and have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. Jacob, that's important. So therefore, because there's no Chiyuv, you don't have to go back. Coming back to our question about Nisan, right? We asked, why is it, according to the Tosafta, do you not need to go back if you forget on Nisan? It's main number word, you go back. Well, not so simple, right? You go back. So you may have to contend with this question, which is, what about the chiyuv? Is there a chiyuv? right? Rosh Chodesh, it's main Amura, right? You don't have to go back. So this is the question. Chanukah is easy, right? Chanukah is very, very easy. Because Chanukah, you know, as much as you want to say about eating donuts on Chanukah,
there's no
Chiyuv Suda. And that's what the Rav felt. The Rav felt that, you know, there's absolutely no tzad to go back. No tzad to go back if you forget on Chanukah.
What about Shabbos Chanukah?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a complicated question. If you forgot Al HaNisim on Shabbos Chanukah, so the poskim say, since the chiyuv to eat is not mitzad Chanukah, you don't need to go back.
But if you're going back, if you get through, I'm gonna say, if you get through the whole thing, and you're asking, and so you would be chazor rosh, then you throw it.
This is talking about Chanukah?
Shabbos.
Meaning if you didn't serve it set.
And you need the whole thing over again.
Yeah.
Then you'd obviously say, oh, I'm just.
Of course.
No, but I'm saying that if you forgot.
In the middle.
If you said Vertsay, but not Al HaNisim on Shabbos Chanukah.
So that
does it change the din of? My question was, does it change the din of?
If you forget Al HaNisim, and then you remember before you get to Vertsay, you on purpose forget
Vertsay,
so that you go back and say it.
No, of course not. The bias chadash. The bias chadash brings down opinions. It basically says what we'd like to say here, which is that you have to go back if you forget Al HaNisim. The Bach is a commentary on the Torah. He says you have to go back. Why? He says because I hold this a chiyuv suda.
On where?
This is in Tafresh Pei Beis.
This is on Chanukah or Purim?
This, it's found in Chanukah, but Chorah should, you know, apply to Purim as well. And in fact, the Atar Sakim, did I give that to you?
Yeah.
So you saw that. He says, Emach Zionos Olin Bruch Samazon, Ayim Ashikasaf to the Kaman, Tapre Sadiyay, Shiesh Mishomer Shatzarat Laksam Shimshin Nigriyamta.
That's in Purim.
There he says that there are those who say that by Purim, if you forget Al HaNisim, you have to go back. Why? Because it's called Yomtov. This is the point that the Rebbe was talking about. You should say, oh, is it really Yomtov? If it's really Yomtov, then you should have to go back. That was the point that...
And he said...
Right, you have to go back.
The Yomtov insertion
in right, that he says there are opinions that say that. Kedesu and Megillus times. The Chanukah of Purim, lo batlu ikar. V'yomtov, Yomtov, yafshik lo pas. Chaim pasak mori v'bach. And that's what a Rebbe paskin in the Bach. You have to go back. Came in the Kanalan, the Yantago, Usudas Mitzvah. And here he adds, Velo Sagi Velo Pas. Wow. And you can't even get away with it without having Pas. Right? Certainly by the Sudas Purim, right? You have to have a wash. And he ends by saying, well, Tefillah ain't Tzarech Lachsuk Revenu Tav. Which is very interesting. But by Tefillah Dafka, maybe you don't need to go back. Right, so that's the Teras Kenim, very interesting possibility. More machmir for Berachos Hamazon. Tzedar Salvechek. With all of this, he thinks there's room to distinguish between Chanukah and Purim. This is what the Rav said. The Rav says in Hari Kenim, Sivin Kuf Tzaribav. The need to say Berachos Hamazon and insert Al HaNisim has to do with if there's a special significance to the Suda of Chanukah. But he says undoubtedly, by Purim we paskin, you have to have a Suda. Undoubtedly, there's a Chi of Suda on Purim. And therefore, like exactly what you were saying, once we establish the absolute Chi of Suda on Purim, The Rav felt, for sure you have to say, Al HaNisim.
So you got to go back.
And I would imagine, meaning, and he's, that's how he's saying the whole Gemara, meaning the whole sugya we began with was in Hanukkah. I said it's the same thing for Purim. The Rav is questioning what I said. The Rav is saying no. The whole Gemara's discussion is in Hilchos Hanukkah, because there may not be a Chiyuv Suda. But because Purim is a Chiyuv Suda, at least during the day, it could depend on the day versus night. If there's a Chiyuv Suda, then of course you say Al Hanisim, which is really interesting. I'm not saying it's something that everyone agrees to. I don't think everyone agrees to this. Maybe I'll tie up a little bit more. There's a lot more to say here. I think the Rabbeinu Yosem Gilneil does not agree with this. But I want to look at that carefully. I want to see what to do tomorrow. Maybe we'll tie up some of this, tie up some other stuff as well. Really very interesting question. So good. Okay, so we'll stop here.